That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. It's Jock Riddles here, and I hope you've had a bloody fantastic weekend in fantasy football. I'm here as always with my good mate, the Oracle from the Orient, the Crouching One. How are you, mate?
Ah, welcome. I have shit week.
Yeah, mate, come on, we'll get to that. Just be calm and keep it going. Now, Higo, mate, also great to have you here this evening, mate.
Welcome, Jock. What is with this Porsche
car? Oh, it's a wonderful song. I love it. It gets me up, and it's about this bloody Porsche car. Our bloody fantasy football teams are like a car you got from the bloody trading post back in the day. We're putting in the new parts. I just put a new bloody carby. I'm going to get Pendlebury. I'm going shopping at bloody Autobahn for my Supercoach team this week.
You want to rub this shiny car? Drive down the street. You'll be proud of this car.
I'll buff the buggery out of it. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at bloody Pendlebury and these blokes. Because, yes, we have to go shopping and we need to build the fastest streetcar known to man in parallels to our Supercoach and AFL Fantasy teams.
Excellent, Jock. You are a very wise man.
Thank you, Peter.
Wise beyond belief. I might say, great to see Crouching here. Took me all day get him down from the Acer Rubrum in my yard.
What's that? That's a hat, is it? The old Kubrum.
The Acer Rubrum, Jock. The red maple or the Canadian maple.
Of course.
Deciduous by nature.
So, Crouching, come on. You've been stuck up a tree all day. You're not a happy man. We had to bloody get a crowbar to get you into this bloody studio today. What's the problem, sir?
You're not in a crowbar. Crouching have, how you say, big deep moment. You're not
philosophical, mate.
Yeah, I have them too.
Yes,
mate.
Yes, welcome. I sit up tree. Richmond bloody lose again.
They're bloody brave.
My team bloody like big steaming turd, bloody donut, bloody shit, bloody premium cotton Watson.
Even bloody steaming
bloody
turd,
buddy, bloody
right,
buddy,
mate.
Bloody buddy Franklin.
Come on, mate. Get a grip.
Silence. I sit up tree and I finally open my eye. And I look down from tree all across this beautiful land.
Beautiful.
I see many super coach below me looking that team, looking worry, looking problem. And then it hit me. Big bird shit in eye. And I think,
what did hit you?
A big bird poo hit me.
Yeah.
I rub from eye.
Yeah.
I not get angry.
Good.
This side me.
Yeah.
Many men struggle. Difference between men who struggle and men who rise.
Yeah.
One little bird shit. You rub from eye or you make eye go blind, the acid eat into the eye.
That's bloody brilliant.
I decide to wipe eye, come down from tree, and bloody dominate this competition.
That's bloody brilliant, Crouching. I'm bloody proud of you, mate. You're a bloody beauty. Now, if you're out there listening to this broadcast here today, you listen to the Crouching
I
One.
I got outside to fly kick now.
Well, it's an important message, and I'm proud of you for bringing it up.
Excellent.
You show me the boy in adversity, and I'll show you the man, and I'm looking at one hell of a warrior here tonight.
Yes, Jock, he did come down from my rear tree, knocked over a small pot with purpuri on his way. Such was his integral resolve towards excellence, Jock.
Smelt
we have a fine, fine contributor to the community.
Absolutely. Even when you mention a steaming dog turd, I mean, even a steaming turd will dry, will crumble, will go on to nurture a whole generation of lawn.
I come back now.
Flora, fauna, good on you.
What you talk me? You say me, all these men who make struggle my team.
There have been some bad stories over the weekend, and we may as well start right in the guts in the midfield, eh?
I say you first, man. Job Watson. He gets 60 bloody six.
Look, 66, you're right. He's come out with a couple of poor scores this season now. He's had that 67 in round three and now a 66. His price is still just lurking thereabouts. He'll still be about $600,000.
Yes, Jock. Has dipped 46,000. We'll have a break even of 165.
Maybe just sit off him for a week or so before we go.
Agreed. Mm. Not one to entertain with the looming threats from ASADA and the AFL.
That's also a very good point. Even though his old dad, Tim, came out and said, don't worry, there's no bloody people missing any bloody games.
Yes, Jock. One that I would I'd very much like to hear your comment.
Yeah.
Nick Del Santo, Jock.
Very disappointed. Yeah, very disappointed in young Nick this season. I feel if ever there was a time that young Nicholas needed to stand up and show some of these young up-and-comers, Jackie Stephen and these sorts of types, it would be this year. He had 39 on the weekend. He was very poor. His value's dropped 105 grand. His break-even will still be, what, 160-odd. However,
I think Del Santo, Spanish for piss sitting down.
Come on, yeah, let's keep it savoury, because Nicky Dell's a fine member of the St Kilda Football Club. As I was going to say, the elite look at Nicky Dell and just wait for that turn in form. I'm not convinced he can get up to his, averaging 110 ways, but geez, down to 441, Jock. He could get down into 380 territory. Have to pick him at that
point. I am convinced that Del Santo is no longer relevant to us in the community. Has plummeted to approximately 440, but will never reach premium status.
Sad to see. I just want him to work on his defensive bloody football and show the kids. That's what I want him to do.
We must comment on others that caused pain.
A couple of injuries over the
others
weekend that might
cause
affect.
Pain.
Yeah, pain's not good, is it?
Luke Shuey, Jock, is one of yours. Yeah, he's one of yours.
He's one of my fine stable. 135 was the good news, but the bad news was late in that last quarter. Went down, which looks to be an ankle/calf.
You trade him?
If it's a calf, I'm not stuffing around with a calf. 2 to 5 weeks on the calf and I'll trade him. He's
calf
gone.
Same like cash cow.
Very good. Yes. Nice parallel. Wait and see. If they play any skullduggery on the injury front and give me this, 1 to 2 weeks, nap.
Man to pull from side, he only get bloody 41.
Oh, side bottom.
Yes, he get 41. Oh, Stanton get 41 too. Maybe the same person.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, poor old Brent Stanton, torn adductor. He'll miss 2 to 3 weeks and has another boy you've got to get rid of. He's dropped about 14 grand this season. So, look, bit of pain there in the midfield. But, as we said, we've got our bloody Porsche cars. We picked up a banged-up one from the bloody trading post. Time to bring in some real premiums. And there are some rippers in the midfield.
Jock, your wisdom has no bounds.
Understood, mate.
No stage did you advocate the trading of Dangerfield.
Oh, God, no.
173, Jock.
It's insulting to me to even say that you'd suggest trading the great Patrick Dangerfield now. He came out with 35 touches, 20 of the bastards were contested. 3 tackles, 9 clearances, 5 inside 50s,
break
and 2 goals.
A break even of 57. It is time to pounce.
It's time. It's the highway to the danger zone this week, isn't it? What is he? He's 570 grand. His price has dripped $64,000. I'm going down to Ward O'Barn and I'm saying, oi, Spanios, give me Patrick bloody Dangerfield.
Ha ha ha, you put him under hood. Bloody do oath. Bloody why not sick burnout.
Yeah, bloody oath. Ha ha ha. Could be Shuey to Dangerfield. Yeah, that's Wayno's ringtone. Are you there, Wayno?
Get
police. G'day, mate.
Ah, Wayno. How are you, Wayno? You have good weekend?
Oh, well, I had a bloody top weekend. Did some fishing down to them like you usually do. And I have a pretty good super coach week as well with my big mate Coxie as captain. He did real well.
Well done, Sean.
Not a bad pick, but not the best. Now, Wayno, we have developed quite an affinity for your hot tip. Please dispense your rather uncouth youthful wisdom.
Yeah, what have you got for us, mate? Can't wait.
Wayno's hot tip. Brought to you by Wayne Reynolds, that's me.
Why you not fire up? You sound bloody grumpy, quiet this week. What happened you?
I'm just a little bit tired from fishing. That's all. I was up pretty early in the morning. I've got a little bit of a sniffly cold.
Well, bloody Tooradin's a magnificent part of the world. One of those holiday destinations that I love to frequent, mate. What'd you catch? Did you catch any brim?
Oh, just a that you're playing carp, Uncle John. But no. They still taste all right.
You have smell of fish on hand?
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
What do you got for us, mate? Who's your hot tip this week, Shan?
My hot tip this week, fellas, is...
Wayno, we need your introduction, mate.
He's already bloody done it here. Come on, Shan. You've done your intro, haven't you, mate?
Has he been drinking cherry or something?
Don't know.
Perhaps I have.
What? Here's your hot tip, you guys ready?
Yeah, mate.
Jack in the Hat.
Jack in the Hat? Who in the bloody hell's that, son? Never heard of the kid.
Jack in the Hat.
Or Jack Hanneth. Or the Frio Ruck. You mean the Frio Ruckman, Jack Hanneth, mate?
Yeah, that's him, yep. Jack in the Hat.
I suppose he's played two games. What, he's had 56, then a 60. That's an average of 58. I suppose you've got Big Sandy, the Big Sandy man, down for another, what, 6 or 7 weeks?
And you've got Kepler Bradley out for the season as well, so I reckon his job security is pretty good.
Yeah, the only question would be the big Clark boy coming back in the next couple of weeks. How many weeks he off?
The question for mine, Jock, is the fact that Hanneth will be up against Jolly next week. It's not quite the run he would have had with the Gold Coast. And following that, Mumford, Jock.
He go, what I love about you and what I always love about you is your ability to see past. Watch 1 metre in front of your eyes to the broad future, and my hats are off to you as always, Shan.
I have glasses that enable me more than just extended vision, Jock.
So what are your thoughts? You're going to bring the big Jack in the Hat, Hanneth, in this week, mate?
Yeah, I am, Jock. The only bad thing is he gives away a few free kicks. The first round he gave away two, and then yesterday when he was playing he gave away three. Free kicks.
Yeah.
But he's mature age, he's 21 years old, he's from the Central District.
Yeah.
And if you've got someone like Sam Rowe on your bench,
great,
I think
point.
It's possible to catch him in, or maybe even Callum Sinclair. I don't know about his job security because the big Nick Nat Paddywhack's back.
Wasn't it great to see big Nick Nat Paddywhack back today? Just slip straight on like an old bloody glove. No dramas whatsoever.
I love Dog.
Yeah, we all bloody do. But you'd reckon the Sinclair boy will be showing the road now with the big Nick Nat back. Hey, mate, I need to take my bloody hat off to you, Wayno. Dylan Robertson, mate. You've given the community an absolute bloody nugget there. He's been killing him. What did he score? About 110 odd for the Saints on the weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like that, Uncle Doc. And he's even going to go better, I reckon, because even with Sam Gilbert out as well, he'll get a bigger role in the back line than he's already got.
Gee, he ran like the wind, didn't he? He looked really good. Well done, Wayno. You're killing him, mate.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks for your call, mate, and we look forward to speaking with you this time next week.
Okay, Wayno. Bye-bye now.
See you, fellas.
See you, Shan.
I'll let you know when me time machine car is ready to rock too, okay?
You beauty, mate.
Thanks, Wayno.
Make sure you say g'day to Dad. Tell him he's got me bloody jumper leads. I need them back, but otherwise just say g'day, all right?
Yeah, I think he's got them all. I'll let him know. Good
boy. Yeah, good boy. See you, mate. Yeah, now back into the midfields. Patrick Dangerfield, Mark Murphy. Never write off bloody champions, do you?
Ugly, Mr. Jock.
Now, we've talked about Dangerfield, but Mark Murphy, people getting stuck into the kid because they reckon he was no good as your captain.
He's bloody true blue, asshole.
He's
Aussie.
True bloody blue. You know, people saying, come on, Jock, do you reckon this kid, Mark Murphy, the captain's really bloody disappearing as an option in Supercoach? And I'm here to tell you that he's just returned to Supercoach relevance here today.
Agreed, Jock. Kieran Jack for mine also. A true blue through and through.
Yeah, Kieran, averaging 114, come out with 126, break-even of 88. I mean, he's looking like a valid option. He's dropped 25 grand since the beginning of the year as well.
Valid selection, Jock.
But I'm telling you now, I'm fair dinkum Ridgey Didge, true blue about Mark Murphy as an option. I reckon he turned it around. He came up with a psychological shift in the paradigms. That's what's happened to him today. Shift in the paradigms.
I'm not sure what you mean by this, but I say you prayed us. He got bloody big bump. He got pocking head. He bloody dropped 100,000 now.
100,000 cheaper, yeah.
He threw blow, but he had bleak black even.
Agreed. Break even of 190, meaning perhaps next week you could pick up Pritis.
Huge bargain coming.
Huge point scorer. Proven standard deviation, low standard deviation for around 470, Jock.
And proven over many, many years as well.
Okay, you say me. Time to make cash. in midfield. You sign me bloody Jack Viney, Ollie Wines. You trade this man?
Jack Viney's got to go, that's for sure. Look, his break even will be over 50 this week. He's coming out with 47 and 12 in his last
two. Agreed, Jock. Yeah. We have made approximately 90,000 on young Jack. Not a lot more to be made.
What about Wines? This is the big one. Oliver Wines, does he stay in your midfield for the rest of the season, gentlemen?
I say you time to go Ollie Wines. They have the Tiger, they have the Carlton Geelong coming up. This strong midfield.
And we've made $200,000 off Ollie.
This bloody strong
That's
midfield.
It's a lot of bloody money. His break even will be 51. He's coming out the last couple of weeks, 82, 74, getting tired.
I say
boys,
you trade.
Those gigantic thighs are starting to get sore.
I say you
trembling.
Trade Ollie Wine last week. You trade this week.
You did, yeah. Could
you
be
only got
again.
A little bit. You make big cash. You always make 200.
This is the move that the Brave make out there.
Welcome.
The Brave make these moves in the face of great doubt. You know, others in the community might say, no, you're bloody crazy, Ollie Wines is a keeper. But he's a young kid. You know, last year he's running around in under-17s. Let's not forget that, you know.
Your thoughts on Kanye Mitchell's son?
He's back, mate. Your old mate Kanye. And I know you're out there listening today, Kanye, and it's great to see you lifted back up onto the senior list, son.
Okay, you remember me this. Kanye come my gym anytime. He's strong warrior. He have a long warrior hair.
He's got that samurai hair.
He get subman. He get shit score. He's play still 121. He play full game 59. He not bad bloody trade down option. Welcome.
Yeah, he's only appreciated 10 grand, so... If you are looking for a midfield rookie this week, I've got to say, with Kane, you know, there's Pittard and these blokes.
You got bloody Ollie Wine, Kane Mitchell. You make, how much you make, Kigo? You say me this.
Wine's currently at 369, Mitchelson 136. You are making approximately 203,000.
Significant. Look, the other boys in the midfield who will be coming in for their third game next week. Young Taylor Giray from the Hawthorn Football Club got the late call-up. He came out with 59. Must be said his job security can't be very well assured, though. You'd have to watch the teams for him. 14 touches, 7 contested, 93% of those were effective. Look out for Taylor in the teams. Williams from GWS, rubbish. He'll be gone next week, 17. I think he'll get the chop. Couple of boys who played their first game. One boy I really want to talk about here is good old Jesse Lonergan from the Gold Coast Suns. 139,500, first game, 46.
Jock, just one game in the NEAFL before debut. He actually scored 114 Supercoach points in that, mate.
That's a very good sign. One game straight in.
But not for mine, mate.
We look at him for another week at least, don't we? The other bloke was the catchier boy who got the call-up for Carlton, only had 25. Came on for Chrissy Yaron, who went off in fourth quarter, so look, not too much to get excited about there, fair to say.
Now, Jock, I've been holding off, but we have had discussions re-flapping tarps.
Oh, come on, Hig.
No, be quiet, please.
Do we really
listen.
Want this bloke in our bloody studios joining us in the podcast?
It must be stated that your popularity is sending you broke, Jock.
My heart is bloody rich. That's what's bloody rich, my heart.
Server costs, Jock,
those
are
servers
significant.
Out there in the back room are doing fine.
Jock, they are held together with gaffer tape, mate. Constantly breaking. I would like now to introduce the new CEO of the Jock Reynolds community, Mr. Braxton Hicks.
Yes, hello, Higo. It's wonderful to join you, mate. Great to be here.
Wonderful. Now, Braxton, elaborate further on why we have sought your brilliant services.
Jock, I know you've got misgivings about my presence here tonight, mate, but look at the flapping tarpaulin, man.
Oh.
You're a high-class podcast, and it's time to get you up to the next level.
Don't you come in here. What's your bloody name?
Yeah, Braxton, mate.
Don't you come in here and take anything away from my thriving bloody community, you know.
Jock.
I'll sell me bloody car. No drummers.
A significant player in the business community.
Yeah.
Some refer to him as Sir Braxton Hicks.
Yeah, look, I come in here as a real team player, Jock, you know, and I don't propose to come in here and completely change the joint. I don't need to see any more proof of concept. What you guys have here is a wonderful formula. It's just about ensuring that this community has robust business structures and the scaffolding required to move it forward in the 21st century.
Bloody scaffolding.
Jock, we are talking about the long-term survival of you.
It's surviving bloody fine the way it is.
It is a struggling, Jock. This cannot go on. You will have to sell the caravan at Hastings.
Yeah, and look, Jock, it's about collaboration, mate. It's not about giving up what you know and love about your own community, mate. You've got a lovely community. It's just about ensuring that this community's here for many years to come. And what I'm calling out for here today is to the corporates out there, to the, you know, to the print media, to the online media. I'm calling out to radio stations. I mean, the boys have something marvellous here.
Agreed.
That needs to be capitalised upon.
15,000 plus listeners, Braxton. How can we utilise this leverage?
Well, look, it's quite clear to me that what you boys have is something which is very hard to get, and that's bloody bums on seats, okay? And a passionate community out there who love you boys, you know. It's great to be sitting in here, a lot better than going to watch the Melbourne Football Club at the moment, let me tell you boys.
You're batting for this, oh, Braxton.
Yeah, loosely, look.
What you want? You say me. What you bloody want?
Great question, Crouching. Look, I'll be enabling a conduit through which the community can express their appreciation of Jock Higo and Crouching and all the boys and all the work they do. And there will be a donation portal initiated on the website on Monday evening. So please drop by and donate to express your appreciation of the hard work that you guys do every week. I'm calling out to savvy businessmen, producers, to call upon the Jock Reynolds fantasy football community to leverage this fantasy football juggernaut and to harness its jocularity.
Brilliant pun there, Braxton.
Look, yeah, what you've got here is you're a St. Honorary Shiraz. What we need to work on is getting you up to a Penfolds Grange and then on to the finest Bordeaux. I think we can get you there, boys, and that's what I'm here for, Jock. So thank you for having me here this evening.
Jock, are you okay, mate? You look.
No, I'm not okay.
You look
frankly
a bit hot under the
I
collar.
I feel like a bloody St Kilda Street whore. That's what I bloody feel like. Braxton, I appreciate what you're doing here, mate, and I have under bloody duress allowed you to come on board. All I'm saying is for you to make sure that this community looks after its bread and bloody butter. And that's the bloody bloke on the street listening here for our wisdoms, mate. I don't want you to be under any bloody illusions.
Understood, Jock, mate. Respect that. Respect that.
Thank you, Braxton.
Thank you, Peter.
We'll take it from here, mate.
Wonderful. Thank you, boys. See you next week.
Oh, he sound like smart ass.
Well, let's get straight on back to the bloody job at hand, shall we? Enough of that. Forward lines, gentlemen. The community's out there calling for forward lines, not bloody paradigms, structures and scaffolding rubbish. What do we got here?
Jock.
More pain by the looks of things.
Those that took the West Hoff Street, more pain. Scores of 53 and now 48.
Yeah.
Now
we warn the community
has just dropped by 35,000.
You have to hold him, of course. We're not getting rid of the West Hoff.
Yes, hold, but I do feel you've made a nasty mistake.
What about the Zorke boy? Look, he came out during the week and said he's happy to be tagged. He loves getting the tag, but to be quite honest, he came out with a 63 yesterday, started off very quietly, got into the game as the game went on, seems to be struggling from this extra bloody attention, doesn't he?
You're not worried, Zocco.
You hold him, of course.
He hold. He bloody strong.
He is. He's a great footballer.
He bloody strong. He come good.
Could just
not
be an
worry
adjustment of expectations.
I think bigger problem for Cambridge Tom.
Hey, what's going on with Tommy, 52?
Oh.
Only six disposals, looked rubbish on the weekend. You know, came back from a rest last week, thought he'd come back, you know, renewed lustre in his bloody bouncing pear's hair and he'd kick five, but, you know, wasn't to happen. What's the message? Do we chop these warm-bodied premiums or do we hold them?
Jock, look, mate, trade dependent, of course, but serious considerations, particularly those with Westhoff.
Yeah. Mm.
Do we persevere? I think not. Westhoff, the port run coming up, cannot see a huge scores on the horizon.
Depends on the priorities, I suppose.
One interesting one I would like to bring up is Buddy Franklin.
Bloody Lance. Yeah, look, 45 on the weekend, backing up a 57 from last week. Break even around 230 points. Interesting. Hawthorne's run coming up, Peter. What have we got for Hawthorne?
Sydney, GWS, Gold Coast and Melbourne, Jock.
So,
significant run.
So the obvious thing here is they'll play Sydney next week. You hold off. Franklin's price will dip significantly after next week and just before GWS. Just before Franklin really warms up to get his form happening for finals, Wooshka, we bring in Buddy. How's that sound?
Oh, this make bloody sense. He get bang, 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 GWS, Gold Coast, Melbourne.
Bloody good run, isn't it? He'll be very tasty. What about,
interesting.
Let's say you can't wait that extra week and you want to bring in some quality forwards now. We're down the bloody auto barn. We've got some war chest. We're cashing in on your Sam Dwyers. Who are the premium forwards shaping up this week as the best buying options?
Jock, perhaps the most traded in player of the millennia would be Dale Thomas, mate.
Yeah.
150 this week. You can get him for 432, yet will still have a break even of 50. Will not be able to get Daisy any cheaper than this.
This is the bottom of the curve. This is the archetype bottom of the curve. And scored 150, his price still went down by 10 grand because of that huge break even he had. Absolutely, that's the standout. Dual position eligibility, Dale Thomas has to be number one on the radar.
I say you're Stevie J.
Hell yeah, there's another one.
Stevie J have big game come up.
Yeah, who are they good?
After Essendon Collingwood, you listen me. Port, Gold Coast, GWS.
He loves playing against young kids and just bullying the bastards, doesn't he? There you go. So Stevie Johnson, I'd have to agree, would be your number one trading option.
Jock, yes, I did have some Twitter banter with a colleague, Drew Petrie, mate.
He's just slowly been drifting down in price. He's now 40 grand cheaper than he was at the beginning of the season.
Does have the Doggies next week too.
Well, that's good.
Came out with a nice 122. You can get him for 465. I think he is a valid selection.
Especially looking at his form. Look, last 3 weeks, he's at a 120 and a 121 in those last 3 weeks. Form is turning and that's what we're after. Hats off again to the great mad Irishman who put up a wonderful article about Andrew Walker and his merits towards becoming a real premium of the forward line this year. And Walker came out and rewarded him with a 138. He's gone up in price 120 grand. Break even still 41. For mine, you missed the bait.
I agree, Mr. Jock. He bloody good player. But one must look at the Carlton run. You listen me.
What are they good, mate?
You listen this. St Kilda, Port, Brisbane, GWS.
That's significant, mate, isn't it?
Some more ass kicking to come.
What about for those robust of plum out there? Those super coaches out there who are willing to go with the risky call in the face of adversity. The unpopular call. Those who are willing just to pluck one out of thin air. Adam Goods, gentlemen. Is he over the hill? Will he return to form? His price has dropped this season by almost $70,000. You'll get him for about 410 grand. For someone who has some salary cap restrictions this week, maybe need to bring in a robust forward, can we see Adam Goods in the foreseeable future returning to premium output?
Disagree, Jock.
Fair enough.
Hawthorne, Frio's defence to come, and Collingwood, perhaps after the bye round, excellent pickup, given that after the bye round, old Goodsy will have a Port, Melbourne and a GWS. Awesome. Not for mine, mate.
You're a bloody huge brain and I love you, Peter Higginbotham. That's wonderful. Very quickly, because time's skipping away on us. Time to get rid of Sammy Dwyer if you still got him.
Agreed, agreed.
53 break even. Take the 150 grand you've made off him and run. Jakey Need.
I think.
Chop.
I think if you have still Dwyer, you chop Need before Dwyer.
Fair enough. If you need to.
I think better chop head off Sammy Bloody Raw.
Yeah, well, he's the obvious one. He's been dropped, so Sam.
He's gone.
Yeah, Sam Rowe, he's either in your rucks or in your forward. Time to kill him.
Jock, those that held continue to hold McCaffer.
Yeah.
Break even of -9, but very much the confidence player, and I saw some of that confidence returning, mate.
Fantastic. Look, cash cows, those boys who have played two games, about to play their third. The only obvious one there is a St Kilda Murdoch boy who's a forward, of course. Only had 9, came on late the third quarter for Gilbert. 80% game time last week, just for 29. Have not seen enough to justify him to get stuffed into your team. Was excited by what I saw in the Kennedy boy. Sure, he only had 24 points, but only played about a quarter.
Oh, yeah, he little bloody energizer bunny.
He can play this kid.
I like him. Yeah. You'll bloody look him next week.
Yeah, he's only played one game, so you can watch him for another week. But he has played senior footy. 2 years ago for Glenelg, played senior footy, got 26 posies, 4 goals. He's a gun. Ben Kennedy, look out for him. And, of course, Jed Lamb from Sydney had his first game for 23 points as well. There's a few boys to look at in the forward line.
Jock, must swing to the all-important defence, where many coaches suffered many a donut, Jock.
Yeah, it was bloody carnage when teams were announced and plenty of donuts happening around the defence.
Okay, what happened?
Probably more bloody pain.
You say me Hamish bloody Hartlett, 53.
Rubbish.
You say me Grant Birchall, 59.
Rubbish.
Charlie bloody Dixon, he your boy.
Well, he's the bloody worst of them because
he get 52.
He's rolled his bloody ankle, Charlie Dixon. Went off in the third quarter. He'll be out for 1 to 2, maybe even 3 weeks.
Jack
so that's
Grimes,
bloody
Jock.
Hurts, I'll
Jack
be honest.
Grimes.
He is really painful because the word is he's busted his shoulder.
Oh, so all these men.
Yeah.
You hold Hartlett, you hold Birchall.
Yeah.
You hold bloody Dixon.
Well, it depends what the prognosis is. I'll check in with Dr. Peter Larkins tomorrow morning. We usually have a coffee down there in Sheaford.
You got bang try Grimes. Who you tried in, Mr. Jock?
Yeah, well, if you've got a bit of cash, let's have a look. His price will be about 460. If I had to go a straight swap this week, you might not agree with this, but I like the look of Duffield. I saw something. I saw a twinkle in his toe on the weekend, which suggests that he could be due to come back in your team.
I do agree, Jock.
Thank you, Peter.
Straight trade and, yes, a return to form somewhat. Of course, with extra cash, 505 will give you Heath Shaw.
He hasn't come back.
Yes, a break-even of 28. Premium defensive lock for mine, Jock.
Yeah, and he's dropped 40 grand, or what, 35 grand in price from the beginning of the season. Coming off 130 round 5, 125. He'll play Fremantle, Geelong, Sydney, then Brisbane Lions. Regardless, I think he's probably the number one trading option for the defence. Quickly, Heath Scotland, is he too bloody old? Has he still got it left to really crank out those high 120, 130 scores for us? He came out with a 107 on the week.
Against Melbourne, Jock.
That's true.
For 506,000, yeah. I would be looking elsewhere. Hibbard for Essendon for per se.
I've refused to allow myself to identify him as a premium
talent. He bloody turn up.
Stand up.
Last
now.
Four yeah. bloody game, he turn up. He good.
He has 105. He's averaging about 110 over those last four. Break even of 36. He's already gone up 100 grand in price, but you can get him for 500 grand. I'd probably much prefer to go Heath Shaw before Hibbard if you're looking. Or I'd probably even prefer Duffield if I'm honest.
What about when I pick Robertson?
Bloody Robertson.
He still got up.
Still going.
You get 408,000 now. Yeah. He's not bad pick.
And like bloody Wayno said, Sammy Gilbert's got. He'll be gone for 8 to 10 weeks and Robertson will step into that role. So, look, if you're budgetary restricted, by all means, have a look at Dylan Robertson. Ryan Lester, in 0.4% of Supercoach sides, this bloke who's 327 grand's come out in his first two games averaging 121. If he's fit, he'll play the rest of the year. He's 192 centimetres, can play any place around the shop. You'd have to have some pretty sizeable kahunas to make that risk, wouldn't you?
Agreed, Jock. Almost irrelevant for mine. Do you trade out Campbell Heath, Jock?
Yeah, I'd say Heath, Stevenson, and probably, look, Give Dean Turlich another week or so. But Heath and Stevenson, if you need to chop out any of those cash cows and grab the cash, they're the two boys I'd lop them without the second thought.
Agreed. Heath, break even of 41, yeah. Scoring a 44 this week. Time to go.
It's time. It is time. And Jasper Pittard, of course, if you've got him still sitting there on the bench, time to chop his head off as well. Are there any boys coming up to replace these guys? Are there any cash cows down back?
I see Nick Vlastoon.
How did he play? I didn't see that much of the game, Crouch.
He play okay. Good. He scored 72.
That's not bad.
So now 39, 72. Hmm. He price about to go bang, 159.
Hmm.
Not bad pick.
Yeah, the other three there, I suppose you've got the Saunders boy from St Kilda, who's just averaged 25 in his first two. Check the teams. He's a defence / midfield, so he's got that dual position eligibility. Comes in at the very low 110 grand, so he could even be one of those donut boys you look for. But have a look for Saunders in the teams. Core was mentioned quite a bit in pre-season in re-rookies, and he played his first game for GWS as well, so look out for him. And the Sirikowski boy as well, also.
Yes, look, of those, Jock, Vlastoon's job security would almost make him the best of the bunch at the elevated price.
Mm.
Okay, this is where we talk big bloody problem. Man who have Sam Jacob. You say me, Mr. Jock. Man who have Sam Jacob. He gets 60 bloody 6 last 2 week.
Yeah.
6-6 bloody devil number.
And plenty of young Jaden Owen off Twitter as well gave us this question this afternoon. What to do with Sam Jacobs? And let's pick it apart. You know what I reckon is starting to affect Sammy Jacobs? His bloody attitude, you know?
Josh.
Signed a 3-year deal in February with the Crows. I reckon he signed his deal and he thought he'll just cruise for a bloody while, but you can't cruise in this caper, Samuel. He's only got Sean McKernan there trying to push him out of his ruck spot. I just want to see him lift his bloody work rate, and I think he will.
GWS next week, Jock, could bring about a form increase.
Yeah.
Those with Mumford bleeding cash from every orifice.
Dripping all over the bloody shop. Yeah.
Mumford now at 406. What to do, Jock?
I reckon you hold. You got Jacobs, you got Mumford. Yeah, one way I want you to look at this, if you've got Jacobs or you've got Mumford, is sitting here as a father of fantasy and the finest fantasy footballer ever to have played Supercoach / AFL Dream Team, played 927 games for the Coringal Bulls Football Club down the peninsula as well. I'm looking at these boys as trading options, you know. So why would you, if you've got them in your team, get rid of them? You know, when some people will be looking to trade these boys in as soon as their bloody form turns.
The obvious trade ups, Jock. Goldstein and McAvoy for mine.
Yeah, Goldstein. 119, round 5, now 132.
When I say Hannah, you also look Wits, like Collingwood. He look okay, but he take time.
Yeah, he's a long-term project for the Magpies.
He's bloody cheap. Cash down, bloody bang.
I would suspect many in their rucking divisions with Jacobs would be swinging the likes of Cox back into the rucks and trading Jacobs into one of those forwards discussed earlier.
Step back and have a look at your rucks. I'm tipping that your rucks aren't your major priority this week. We've all got injuries to deal with. We're all trying to bolster up our team. So if you've got Jacobs, Mumford, you've just got to sit fat, because apart from the fact that these boys will turn their form around, we've got other bloody priorities this week. That is your Porsche, isn't it, gentlemen? We're working on that trading post bloody banged up Porsche to make it the best bloody street machine in the bloody peninsula.
Oh, I already put a little bit fluffy dice in my back line.
Lovely.
I have still couple haul. I want Blyskib come back. I want Black Goo come back.
I want bloody donut. Bloody Heppel. I'm praying that Goods Heppel are back. Nat 5 can't get back soon enough. I've kept him. Have you held on to Nat 5, boys?
Of course, Jock.
Yeah. My hat's off if you're out there to the mad Irishman who's pantsed me in the Jock Reynolds Premier League. Fantastic win, mate. Gentlemen, it's been a great honour, as always, to sit with you here in the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community Podcast Chair.
Agreed, Jock.
Thank you, Hig.
Thank you.
Thank you, Crouch.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you, community, and we'll see you next week. I'm Jock Reynolds.
Don't forget the donate button.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Peter.